Welcome to my podcast. My research is going to be based on whether cell phones should be allowed in school or not. I'm your host, Joyce. What are cell phones? Cell phone is a user to communicate almost anywhere in the world. They are capable of doing almost anything a computer is capable of doing. For example, they allow you to play games, send text messages, and call. You can even download any app on your phone using your cell phone. According to Robert Schaeder from Bad Things About Cell Phones in School, he says, students can take advantage of cell phones' internet capabilities not only to access extraneous information and games that completely distract them from their task at hand, but also to seek out answers to questions for tests and quizzes which they haven't studied. This quote is important for my podcast because it proves how it will prove that what one student does in class can affect the rest of the students by getting their attention, and they will more likely do the same. Another reason why cell phones are bad for school is because it makes students lazy when it comes to their schoolwork. According to Schaeder Robert from Bad Things About Cell Phones in School, stillworks.com, he says, if a student has a cell phone, particularly one with an internet connection, it reduces and, in some cases, eliminates his necessity to communicate with other students, teachers, and staff. In the present moment of the school day, be it for group projects, school business, or simply during designated social period, rather than doing collaborative brainstorm with her partner. For example, a student with a cell phone may opt to consult her web browser for ideas to use in class. This quote is important for my podcast because it shows how students stop using their brain and uses their phones or web browser such as Google or Wikipedia. And one more reason why students shouldn't be allowed to bring in their cell phones in school is because they don't concentrate on their work because it distracts them because of the distraction of text messages. According to Van Hemser from Spash from Should Cell Phones Be Allowed in School Only with a Plan, he says, there are several arguments for this move. Students could be distracted or spend more time playing video games or texting friends than paying attention in class. This quote is important for my podcast because it shows how students would play games and not concentrate on their work. Final reason why schools shouldn't allow students have their phones in school is because they bully other students. According to Arthur Naomi Schaefer from To Fight Cyberbully Ban Cell Phones from School, she says, cell phones were sometimes the source of the problem. In addition to mocking others online, students were using phones to film fights. It is also 46% of heavy users experience cyberbullying on their cell phones, a much higher rate compared to just 33% of teenagers who are within the normal usage bracket. This quote is important for my podcast because it shows how students with phones are the ones behind the bullies happening in school. And in order to stop bullies, cell phones should be banned from school. Meet my guest speaker, Tamari. She will be also talking about why cell phones should be banned from school or why students shouldn't be allowed to bring their cell phones at school.
Cell phones should not be allowed in school because they can get students distracted and leave schoolwork and disturb other students who are trying to study. They can also play music and disturb others from concentrating and paying attention in class. Many times, students will have games on their phones and think about passing a level and try, thinking they will get it done and then work. But without even noticing, by the time they finish a level, the class is about to be done. And you have no work finished.
Thank you, Tamari. In conclusion, if cell phones are banned from school, there will be less of the bullies, and students will most likely get their work done. If students bring cell phones at school, they will encourage other students to try harder and do the same.